episode number 204, Summer Contest Fun.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
Oh, boy. Are you ready for this one?
Which one?
The summer contest.
Oh,
one.
Yeah.
We've been alluding to this the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
And now we're actually going to tell you about it.
Maybe. Not just yet.
Not just yet?
We did a contest last year that was fun, but I think this one's going to be more fun.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, man, are we going to get right into it? Nah, let's not. We're going to talk about that in a minute. We're also going to talk about some SEMA cars, including mine.
Yours?
Yep. Scott Settlemyer left a nice weekend message for us. Got what an email you said and
some voicemail
or two. We're going to be giving away a coupon code for CamaroCollection.com. That's only good for 3 days, so get in while you can.
Yeah.
And maybe a couple other things here and there in the middle. So I guess to kick things off.
Talk about the contest.
That's right. The contest is called the Camaro Z28.com Photo Fun Challenge.
Challenge.
That's right. And it's not officially started. Well, it'll be officially started on Monday, August 3rd.
Yes.
And I will be posting the rules and information in the site news and updates forum, which is the very first forum on the board. However, we're going to give you, dear listeners, a heads up so maybe you can at least prepare for this one.
Okay.
This is going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the deal. Here's what you need. You need a printer or access to one, a digital camera. If you got a cell phone, that'll do too.
Yeah.
An account on the Camaro Z28.com message board. And that's it.
That's it?
Well, you need a Camaro, too.
Oh.
But it doesn't
have to be
yours.
Oh, it's okay.
It could be any Camaro. The premise is this. Every Camaro Z28.com account has its own photo gallery. Everybody wants to know, where can I host some pictures to post on Camaro Z28.com?
Right.
You got one, right? If you got an account on Camaro Z28.com, you got a photo gallery.
Just go into user control panel.
Mm-hmm. It's right there. It's pretty easy to set up albums and everything. And then when you upload a photo, it actually gives you the code to post it in one of the threads there. Nice and easy, right?
Yeah.
Here's the deal. We're going to give you a file, a PDF file that you download and you can print. And all you have to do is take a picture of this file, and it's of the Camaro Z28.com logo, of course.
Okay.
You have to take a picture of it and a real Camaro.
What about a hot chick, too?
Hot chicks are a bonus.
Yeah.
And then what you do is you upload it to your photo gallery on your Camaro Z28.com account, and then post the code in the official contest thread. So, print.
Is that it?
Photo, upload, post.
Okay.
Win. Step three, profit. Now, here's where, you know, we're going to give you some hints. Get creative with it. You know, make it a cool picture. Don't just go out to the parking lot, find a Camaro, hold it up, click, and then upload the picture. It's probably not going to win.
Yeah. Well, what if someone doesn't own a Camaro and they Photoshop it in?
No. Okay. It has to be a real Camaro in a real instance that has to be really taken of a real incident. They can use Photoshop to touch it up, adjust the colors or the brightness or whatever, but no photo choppery.
Oh, allowed. Okay.
It has to be a photo of a real incident.
Okay.
And that's it. And we're going to pick the best 10 out of the submissions that we get. And if we don't get 10 submissions, then I guess everybody's going to be a winner. Because we're going to allow everybody else on the Camaro Z28.com message board to vote on the winner.
So we're not going to pick this.
We're just going to pick the 10 and let the mob of the public choose.
Oh, okay.
They're going to decide. So we'll set up a special poll.
Okay.
So the contest is going to run from August 3rd to August 31st. So you got a whole month to take a cool picture.
Oh, yeah.
One entry per member.
Okay.
Anyone violating this will have all entries immediately rejected.
Oh, okay.
It's that simple.
That easy.
Yeah. That's it.
Well, let's talk about the cool prizes we have to give away. What's going to be our grand prize?
One set of Nitto tires.
A whole set?
A whole
four
set of
tires?
Four, just like last year, too. Nitto has really stepped up to support Camaro Z28.com and the community. They make a great product.
Wow.
I've always been happy with their tires.
So it doesn't matter what kind of car or truck you own.
Well, it's got to be street tires.
Street tires.
Yep, street tires. So okay. Car, you know, tires. But that includes drag radials.
Mm.
And you can mix and match. You want street tires for the front, drag radials on the back. They're yours. Any size, any model that they make.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So thank you for Nitto once again for stepping up and supporting CamaroZ28.com and the CamaroZ28.com podcast. We've got a lot of other prizes to give away too, though.
Yeah.
For example, we've got some clothing from, a shirt, hat, coffee mug, and license plate frame from CamaroCollection.com.
Okay.
And Chris, we've got the book called Camaro Legend Reborn that has been signed by the big three that we've been hanging on to just for this occasion.
We've had this for months.
Mm-hmm. We got prizes from Defender Works. They're one of our advertisers on the CamaroZ28.com message board. They make cool 2010 stuff. BF Xenon, the Xenon headlight upgrades. We're going to be giving away an HID kit from those guys. I got 2010 Camaro smooth locks. I got CamaroZ28.com diecast cars.
Any of those green machines?
No. I'm out of, I don't have hardly any of those left.
Oh.
And then the company, I can't think of the name, Cypress Classics. They're giving away the box that we've talked about in previous podcasts.
I bashed my hand in,
Because the engineering intolerances are that tight, it actually takes your finger off. A box and a picture frame of the winner's choice. So there's some cool prizes on the line, all for just taking a picture of a printout in front of a Camaro.
We have to clean out the vault, you know.
It's getting the prize vault.
It's getting to that time of the year. You know, it's got to clean it out.
Yeah.
So we can have room to restock it.
So let me reiterate that the more creative the photo, the better.
Okay.
Like if you got an awesome sunset and you park your Camaro out in the desert and you park the CamaroZ28.com logo printout in the window, you know, in the logo has to be identifiable. It can't be a little dot or a little blur in the background, you know. But get creative. Use your imagination. The more it stands out, the more memorable it is, the more we are apt to pick it as a top 10.
Okay.
And there's no strings attached other than that.
This is going to be great.
Now, here's some more helpful hints for just for our CamaroZ28.com podcast listeners.
What?
If they post the image in the official contest thread and add additional links to things such as Flickr photos, galleries, or you know, any social networks where
Facebook,
they've also posted
Twitter.
Anything that we can, you know, that we can visit, brownie points.
Oh, bonus points.
Suck up
huh?
points, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
The more you get it out there, the more we're apt to pick it. Ta da, ta ta.
Yeah.
Ha ha. Ha ha.
Put you in the top 10. And
bribery will get you everywhere.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's the CamaroZ28.com Photo Fun Challenge.
Okay.
So by the time you're listening to this, head over to the site news and updates forum, the first forum on the board. Look for the file to download, download it, print it out, take a picture, win a prize.
So let me ask you this question.
Shoot.
Does the picture that they're going to download, the PDF, the logo, have to be in color? If they only have access to a black and white printer.
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean,
as long as the photo is color.
Yeah.
Yeah, we prefer color, but, you know, it's going to be big enough to where it'll still look good.
Okay.
So we'd really like to thank a lot of companies for stepping up and making this happen. Of course, Nitto. And Cypress Classics, BF Xenon, Defender Works, CamaroZ28.com, and anybody else that may come along and contribute to it. So this is going to be fun. So we're going to be monitoring the thread, you know. Just watch for the official rules and information, and maybe you can win. We hope you do.
Okay.
So I think that's it. Anybody got any questions, you can feel free to give us a call and let us know, and we'll get to the phone number just in case you don't know.
Maybe in our upcoming podcast we can review the entries that we've got on the air and see what kind of photos we're getting.
Yeah. It would never even hurt if you got a good picture that you submitted and you want to give us a backstory on it. Call in and tell us about it, and we'll play it on the air, and we'll review it for you. Can't guarantee any winnings, though. That's it. I'm excited about this. This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
We're going to have some fun. And it's easy, too. So moving on.
Yep.
SEMA cars are starting to pop up here
and
there.
Yeah, they are. People are starting to talk about SEMA, and that's not till November.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a few months out here.
Yeah, but it's creeping up fast.
We got all of August, September, October. Oh, that's only three months.
I know.
Wow.
Three and a half technically as of right now. But Defender Works has been posting pictures of their SEMA car.
Yeah, they've been working on that for over a month.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good looking stuff. We just got word from NewsBot.
Yeah,
he posted that WD-40 is making a special charity car for, I believe it's a different SEMA show.
I think
in California.
In California, yeah.
Right. But I'd like to see pictures of that as soon as possible because I'm curious to see what it would look like.
It's going to look like a big WD-40 can.
Blue and yellow. Blue and for yellow sure. WD-40. With red outline or whatever. It's going to be all greased up. It's going to smell great, though. I love this.
Big red straw coming out of the hood.
Oh, the exhaust tip is going to be red.
Yeah.
That'll actually be kind of cool.
Oh, so, God.
And then there's my Camaro going to SEMA.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I haven't really kind of given exact details. I've hinted strongly on some instances and not so strongly on others, but I think it's time to let the cat out of the bag on my SEMA car. Once again, thanks to Nitto, my car will be in the Nitto tire display this year in SEMA in Las Vegas. And thanks to Pete and Petter Suspension, we're gonna slam that sucker to the ground and make it handle like it's on rails. And I've decided, and I've made the commitment, I'm going to get a magnet charger for it.
Okay.
Their new system that's on the front page of CamaroZ28.com currently. I really like the idea of this that style. And Brian from Hot Part has told me a lot about it. I've learned a lot about it. So that's what I'm going to get. And I'm going to get it from Brian at Hot Part.
Okay.
And in the future, anybody else that wants to get one, we're going to be able to give you a significant discount off it in the near future. So if you're kind of kicking the idea around and price is a concern, Hot Part's got the best price out there that I could find. And you could get a little bit better yet. So, more on that. But it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool.
When are you going to start working on it?
Very, very soon. I just made a post in my blog. I got a blog set up for the car project that so far I've kind of just been talking about getting used to the car. Like, just recently I put up one, given my near 1,000-mile remarks about choosing the A6 over the M6. Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty decent entry. I've gotten some great feedback on that. But I'll start updating my car blog at phantomss.com with SEMA updates and installation updates and whatever problems or cool things I run into in the process. So definitely head on over there and check it out. Or just check my SIG for the latest post. It'll be cool. So, hey, let's move on to some emails and voicemails, right?
Yeah, we've got an email and a few voicemails here. Let me kick this one up first. Let's start with the email.
Okay.
This one says, I didn't think you guys were looking for all F-bodies, including Firebirds in movies and TV. The one that instantly comes to my mind was the gold Firebird in the Rockford Files. That was my first experience that I remember lusting after a Firebird. We all owe credit for this one because when some of us refer to pulling a Rockford, we can owe credit to that show and that gold Firebird. I also remember Ponch getting a 71, I think, gold Trans Am and chips. Our friend Tom.
Tom, you're showing your age, buddy. Because, well, I remember that episode, too. Oh, you know, speaking of showing our age, happy birthday, Chris.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Well, he's referring to us talking about famous Camaros and movies. And that kind of, as it should have from the start.
Went into all F-bodies. Yeah.
So, Tom, thanks for sending that one in. Pulling a Rockford. I've heard it, but I don't know quite what it is. Yeah. Is it a bootlegger turn, or is it...
I never watched the Rockford Files, sorry.
I did, but I don't remember. It was when I was a little younger chap.
Yeah.
a young lad. I don't quite remember, but what I've heard a lot is somebody doing Brodies.
Brodies.
Yeah. Like, you know, we called them donuts.
Yeah.
But as I got older, they became Brodies. Here's my question, everybody. Who the hell was Brody? Was he some sort of a-hole that did a lot of donuts in the parking lot or something? If anybody knows the story behind that, please call it in. I'd like to know. Who the heck was Brody? I knew a guy named Brody. He drank a lot of beer, but I don't think it was named after him.
All I can think of is Brody and Mallrats.
The stink palm?
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, folks. Thanks for that email. We like all kinds of emails, obviously. We like to have fun with them. And, of course, voicemails. And we'll get to the voicemails in a second. But we want to invite everybody to call in for whatever reason or email in. And here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, we've got some voicemails we got to get through here. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hey guys, Rob again, Fire Falcon 97. I'm actually calling in as I'm listening to your podcast. I probably should wait to the end, but I'm bored at work, so I'm doing it anyway. As far as funny stories for the cars. Like I said, I have a Firebird, but the only thing that really sets me back is when people come up and ask me if it's the new Corvette. Nobody seems to remember what the Firebird looked like at the end, so everybody keeps coming asking if it's a Corvette or... there was one person that thought it was just a regular Camaro, but I guess nobody remembers the Firebird. So other than that, nothing else. One of my friends did think it was a Mustang, so I figured I'd just let you guys know that. Other than that, nothing else. My mom has seen the new Camaro for the first time. She actually likes it. She's never been into any muscle car except for the Mustang, but she thinks it's pretty cool, as well as a couple of my other friends who couldn't care less about cars, but now they want Camaros, especially after seeing it in the Transformers movie. So I think it's pretty cool. A lot of other people that are into imports that I know are into the Camaro now just because they like the way it looks. So, like I said, new cars generating a lot of conversion with my friends. So a lot of them are wanting to get rid of their old cars and get the Camaro. But we'll see if I call back in about 10 minutes after I hear more on your podcast. Thanks. Bye.
Fire Falcon 97. You wouldn't happen to be a police officer, would you?
Or
calling in your
EMT?
Squad car?
Are you something? Just sitting there letting people zip by at 95 plus miles an hour while you're calling into the show? If so, thank you very much.
Exactly.
I'm curious. Call in and let us know the story on that and let us know whether or not we can play it. But we're just curious. So.
That's cool. Thanks for that voicemail.
You know, we were sitting having a cup of coffee just before we did the show, talking about the show. And what the guy came up to us.
Yeah.
And he said, what do you say?
You guys work for GM.
I said, nope. And he said, stuck his hand out and said, well, thank you for buying a General Motors product.
Yeah.
Turns out he works for GM.
Yeah.
Really cool guy.
Great to see those two Camaros sitting next to each other.
Yep. And congratulations to him. He said he's retiring, what, October 1st?
Yeah.
Been with the company for a very long time.
Yeah.
So good that he's retiring. I would hope by choice.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, that's cool.
But it's, you know, it brings a lot of attention, man. It gets people looking.
Sure
one,
does.
One guy was nearly crawling out his car window to take a look at it yesterday when I was driving mine.
Yeah, it still happens.
We got another voicemail?
We sure do.
Hey, guys. This is Clarence. Noticed side swipe on the board. So I'm just answering the question about funniest things or oddest things people have said about my car. It's not actually a odd thing that they've said, but what they've done. So I've got two stories. So one of them is I was walking up to my car from a friend's birthday party, and I saw this guy looking at my car, but he was looking at it so close that his nose was touching my driver's side window. And when I clicked the key fob to unlock the door, he was startled and backed off. A little bit of his nose grease on my window. That was kind of gross, but that just kind of fit out into who he really was. The other thing, I'm trying to remember what it is now. It's just kind of a thick mind, but yeah, that was pretty how that worked. And also on the Transformers thing, with the Transformers Edition Bumblebee. I guess it's not Bumblebee edition, but I do think they should make a Bumblebee edition Camaro with, just basically, you know, it doesn't have to be, like, all, you know, like, tricked out or anything like that, but, you know, if they could get the paint color and the stripes, you know, the same way, I think that'd be enough, because I think that combination worked really well, and, sorry, that was my phone. I think that combination works really well, and I think a lot of people would have dug it. I was at the San Diego Comic-Con, and I did get to see the Transformers Edition Camaro there, and I think it looked really good. It's basically a rally yellow with black stripes from the factory, and it was totally cool. Anyway, you guys have a good one. Bye.
Well, thanks for that voicemail. Another guy driving a car, and Mr. Sideswipe there was at Comic-Con in San Diego. Got to see the Transformers car there. That is very cool.
But was he sitting in a cop car when he did it? Or an ambulance or fire truck or something cool?
Has anybody ever left nose grease on your window?
God, I hope not.
Well, good thing you got those stoner wipes, you know.
Those things are handy, too.
Yeah.
Those stoner brand wipes. Yeah. Glass wipes.
Yeah.
Stoner wipes. That just sounds bizarre.
Yeah. Well, that's what they are.
All right. Do we have...
Yeah, we sure do.
One more? Two more? How many?
Like three more.
Oh, criminy.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Jason. It's Pete Bastick. I'm from Petters. I hope you guys are doing well. I'm driving my brand-new 2SS Victory Red Camaro. It's got 471 miles on it. I'm actually doing a road trip to get a good feel for the OE car. Most of the miles I've put on a Camaro to date have all been after they've been petterized. I've not had the opportunity to take a OE vehicle cross-country. Overall, I am extremely impressed with the car.
I-480 West becomes I-271 North.
Pete, what happened?
We lost him. He must have been using his Bluetooth in his Camaro, and OnStar took it over. Pete.
Sorry, man. We had to play the sound.
Yeah.
Pete, always good to hear from you, buddy. Yeah. It really is. Chris, can you put this in the show notes of Petters taking delivery of their Camaro SS?
Yeah, I know they posted about it.
Yeah, there's some great pictures of it. It's a good-looking car. I think I like the red with... I can't tell from the pictures if it's polished or they're just non. It looks like they are polished wheels. It just looks terrific. It looks like $1 million. They got a lot of plans for it, too. And they're very serious about making this car perform unlike any other Camaro out there.
Yeah.
Or at least unlike any other car in its league. They want it to be able to take on... It says they need to meet and exceed the performance of a stock C6 Z06 while running with four people safely seated in the car.
Wow.
That's a feat.
Yeah.
So
they're going to do it with their XA coilover kit, right?
That's right, which is one of the kits that's going to go on my SEMA-bound car, too. So very, very exciting stuff. And, Pete, we're always keeping an eye on you, and always feel free to call in, perhaps not from a Bluetooth connection.
Okay.
Into the show, so...
We've got a couple more here. A
couple more, all right.
Hey, Chris and Jason, this is Corey, CR97W06 from the board. I'm more a lurker than a poster, but anyways, you guys were talking about Camaros, and I heard people mentioning Firebirds and stuff in movies. Well, I just found out about one yesterday, in fact. I found it on YouTube by accident. It was a movie from the, I think, mid-70s that John Wayne driving a 73 Trans Am. It's got a chase scene in it. It's a couple minutes long. It's actually kind of a cool chase scene, but it's your classic mid-70s car chase, kind of junky film. But it's neat. John Wayne, the Duke. And then my other comment is a guy here that I work with just picked up a new V6 Camaro, and they did a way better job on these fifth gens with the styling, you know, not the cheesy, you know, 15-inch hubcap wheels and ugly single exhaust, and where you could really tell it was a crappy V6, but this new fifth gen is just amazing. But keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
We talked about this before. When we test drove both the V6 and the V8 cars, the cars are pretty much identical inside, except for maybe the motor.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't tell. You can't tell the difference, really, on the outside.
Not very much, no.
No, and that's very impressive.
I think it's good.
Awesome job.
You know, that way that the six-cylinder guys, which is now they have an impressive car, but they also have the V8 impressive looks.
Right.
You know, there's not a huge distinction between the two that separates them.
Yeah.
So, cool to hear about that. I have to check out that John Wayne movie. John Wayne driving.
I'll have to go to YouTube and type John Wayne Camaro or something,
like that.
Okay. That's it for the voicemails this week. We got a few good ones, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess I had to go...
Step back.
I already
unlock the prize vault.
Oh, I don't have a sound effect for that. I was already in the prize vault. That's good. That's good. Sound like bad gas. and I have a prize in my hand from the prize vault that I was in previous to this show.
Okay.
Because I don't feel like going in back in again. See, we've been giving away a prize, one a week, for the most
our
outstanding
call-ins.
Voicemail.
Yep. Yep.
Calling in. It's only one winner per year. I guess that's how we're going to do it. And I think all of our previous guys are either sponsors or winners in today's. So that leaves just a couple, and it was a tough choice, as always.
Yep.
But I think we got to leave it to, what's his name, Corey?
Corey, CR97WS6.
That's right, Corey. You win a fabulous prize.
Talking about the Duke and...
The Duke.
A fifth-gen V6 car.
The Duke drove a fifth-gen V6 car.
Wouldn't that be nice? See that? I'm sure they could do something like that. They had What's-His-Face drive the new Mustang.
Steve McQueen?
Yeah, didn't they?
I don't know.
They forged you a commercial like that?
Pulled
the
name out of my hat.
Yeah.
Out of the prize vault.
For the bullet.
Oh, maybe, yeah. That's cool stuff. They also did that with Tag Heuer, the wristwatch company, did it with that new hot young race driver, Indy car, whatever the hell it is. Formula One, that's what I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I caught it. I don't know how, but anyway, I have a prize for you, CR97WS6, or whatever the heck your username is. So please email webmasters@camaroz28.com with your mailing address and your shirt size, just in case we've got a shirt that's going to fit you, because that might be what I had in my hand coming out of the prize vault. Yeah, it could happen.
Exactly. I can't see you. I don't know what you got.
Right. I'm not sure what that means, but okay. Look, man, I'm tired. Leave me alone. It's been a long weekend.
Yeah.
Anyway, you win. Ta-da.
Yeah.
Congrats. And thank you to everybody else who called in, including Pete, who doesn't know how to use Bluetooth.
Got to rib him.
Yeah, he's going to give me a hard time the next time I see him, though.
Hey, he's only got 400 and some miles on his car when he was calling, so.
Yeah, but anyway. All right, moving on.
Moving on.
Before I get Pete mad at me.
Yeah.
Pete, call us back and tell us what's going on with that. Just real quick, Scott Sellemeyer also left some... a weekend message for us, and we're not going to reiterate the whole thing, but Scott's always a proponent of being safe, you know, using your head, and we are too. We got to agree with this. So he's got, you know, he says he hates to sound like a broken record, but he's, you know, got some things to talk about, and he wants to get a message out, and we suggest that everybody just read it, you know, take it for what you will, and use your noggin out there. So, Chris, can you post that in the show notes?
Absolutely.
Terrific. Thank Buckle you very up. Much. We talked a little bit about Camaro Collection earlier in the show. I like their stuff. I got some of their stuff, and we want to give away some of their stuff.
Mm.
We're going to be doing that in the contest we talk about.
Yep.
And we're also going to be giving away one prize per month through the end of the year as well as part of our voicemail giveaways.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it's not this week, but it will be soon this month.
In a couple weeks.
That's right. But until then, if you want a discount off anything on CamaroCollection.com's website.
Anything.
Anything.
It has to be on the website. No call-in orders.
That's right. You know, there's going to be in the checkout process, there's going to be a little area for a coupon code or promo code, whatever they call it. And this is only good from August 3rd to August 6th.
Yep.
So you only got 3 days to use it.
So go in there and buy all sorts of stuff.
And then get a discount by entering the coupon code Z28BEACH.
Beach.
And that's
Z28, as in Z28
beach. Beach. And that's beach like sand and surf, not like...
B-E-E-Y-O-T-C-H.
Mang. Z28 beach, mang. So, yeah, Z28BEACH.
Yep.
You'll
instantly get your little
it's like having
discount.
A scratch-off lottery ticket that's an instant win guarantee.
Yeah, every time.
Every time. You're going to get something.
Yeah.
And they got good stuff, too. I've ordered some stuff, and I like it a lot. And we thank them for participating on the podcast and the message board. In fact, they just recently made a post in the supporting vendor and group purchases forum. They got a new catalog coming out, and just click the link and download it. Or, I'm sorry, click the link, fill out the form.
And then you'll get it.
And then you'll get it. You don't even have to download it. No hard drive space taken up.
Nope.
I like their stuff. They got good stuff. I hear they're still adding to it as well.
Cool.
So, again, that's only good for August 3rd through the 6th. So.
CamaroCollection.com.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Otherwise, you can win some later on.
Yeah.
Be sure to call in.
Just keep listening.
Yep. So, that's everything I have on my list.
Yeah, I think we got through everything.
Yeah, we sure did. We always thank everybody for listening and for calling in or emailing in. Not that emails win you a prize, but hey, what can you do?
Yes.
And we can't wait to see some submissions for the CamaroZ28.com Photo Fun Challenge.
Yeah.
Are admins allowed to enter?
I don't think so. I'd love to send it to admins, though. That'd be cool.
Well, I'm going to get some on my car. If it's going to be in their display, I'm not exactly going to have Pirellis on it. Sorry.
That was funny. I saw someone came up to my car one time and said, "Pirellis, huh? They put Italian tires on this car?" I don't know what that was supposed to mean. Was this like, oh, yeah?
Well, they are in the modern era because it does have their web address on the tire.
Yeah, no kidding.
Kind of cool. Anyway, I think we ought to sign off on this one.
Let's get out of here. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
CamaroZ28.com.
Mm-hmm. And we also have a Facebook fan page.
Yep.
Whatever you fancy. Or just head over to the board and start posting.
Yep.
We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.